This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I keep saying we could sell the nuggets. These nuggets off the air are worth millions of dollars, I'm telling you. No, I'm not talking about it on the air. I'm getting a lot of trouble. Not doing it. Not doing it. I will not do it. I refuse to do it. All right, lots of things to talk about. Let me open this hour number two today on Tuesday. What is it, the 15th? Yeah, Tuesday the 15th of February. 2022, a little proof of life. I learned that from the kidnappers, right? You always ask for a proof of life. They got to show you a newspaper on video of the day it is today so you know that the person that got kidnapped is still alive. And I like to tell you proof of life. This really is Wayne Live. It's hour number two. It's Tuesday. It's the 22nd. Excuse me, the year 2022. And it is the 15th of February. So you know it's me. It's not Memorex. It's really me. And I want to start this hour talking about the Canadian truckers. I really didn't discuss them at all in the first hour because there were so many other important topics to discuss. Matter of fact, let me very quickly go over the other topics. The U.S. January producer price index exploded. Inflation is just through the roof. Walmart has started putting stakes inside locked metal cages because shoplifting and robbery is that bad. Levi's president publicly quits. She's the president of the billion-dollar company Levi's, as in Levi's jeans, and she publicly quits over the company's attempt to silence her views on COVID restrictions. And she's a liberal, but she just has common sense. She's a liberal from San Francisco, and she said, this doesn't work. Everybody and the kids masked all day long, and schools online. And just to say that, she can't be president of the company anymore. And then Kash Patel, former chief of staff to the United States Secretary of Defense, was all over the news in the last couple of days saying that Durham is going to deliver. Durham, as in the grand jury that's been assembled by Durham, who's doing this investigation into wiretapping of President Trump. And he says that it's the biggest political scandal in history that's dropping, and it's going to be it's going to disclose that Hillary Clinton spied on President Trump and used the deep state and the intelligentsia to spy on the candidate Trump and then the President Trump. And I got to tell you, if anybody who is tapping a sitting president should get the death penalty. I don't understand why we'd even debate this. If you're wiretapping the President of the United States, you need to be hung. Why, is there anything wrong with what I just said? What if somebody wiretapped President Obama? What if Trump thought it was a big joke to wiretap Obama? Are you telling me Trump would not be up on charges of treason? I mean, are you kidding me? Do you know what the media would say and do? And then, you know, staying along the inflation news, truck trailer prices up nearly 30%. Those are the guys in the Canadian caravan convoy. They've got those 18-wheelers prices up 30%. Gas prices under Biden up from last year, $2.50. This year, $3.50. Amazing. And the very last story I talked about in hour number one was, and I came up with this long before there was a story about it, but I heard that the Biden regime was saying, run for your life from Ukraine. You got to get out now or we can't protect you. Which is right off the bat tells you what incompetent losers you're dealing with. They can't save you if you wait another few days. It's going to be just like Afghanistan. You'll all be trapped on the ground if there's a war in Ukraine. But then I saw the notice they put out to all the Americans in Ukraine. It said, run for the Poland border. You'll get across the Poland border where you'll be safe. Russia will not attack Poland. Famous last words. Seems to me Russia's been there before, so have the Nazi Germans. So get to Poland. That's where you got to go. but you need proof of vaccination. So now you got to ask yourself, what? What do you mean you need proof of vaccination? Considering the fact that Poland doesn't require proof of vaccination, why would you need proof of vaccination? This is an example of the mental illness of this administration. Mental illness. Americans encouraged, they need to provide, Americans were told in order to enter Poland, they need to provide a U.S. passport and proof of COVID vaccination. And so a reporter today, Fox News reporter Jackie Heinrich, said, why is the administration encouraging Americans who are fleeing through Poland to bring proof of COVID vaccination? As I understand it, Poland doesn't require that. And Jen Psaki, the spokesman for President Trump, did not have an answer. Isn't that interesting? No answer. Of course. There's nothing you could say. It's all incredible mental illness. Mental illness. And it's, by the way, the mental illness is all about, it's all about the whole country that's been sold out to China. Everybody's bought and paid for by China. Everybody's bought and paid for. Or everybody's corrupted. Everybody's got a massive conflict of interest. I mean, the news, all the news shows everybody's got a massive conflict of interest. I can't find it. I'm searching for it. Somebody just disclosed that Spotify, oh, here it is, Robert Malone, the guy who invented the mRNA vaccines. He drops a bomb and reveals the top owner of Spotify, which was going after Joe Rogan's podcast and saying, well, we'll keep Joe Rogan for now, even though he's the most popular podcaster in the world. We'll keep Joe Rogan for now, but we're going to erase about 100 of his podcasts because he mentioned something against the vaccine. And first of all, Joe Rogan, I don't know, Joe. I loved you. I thought you were doing great. Now I don't anymore. I think you're just a failure. You've completely failed us. All you have to do as the guy with the number one podcast in the world is look at Spotify's owner right through the TV lens and say, go F yourself. You don't want my podcast. Your stock is going to crash tomorrow. Good luck. And you violated my $100 million contract. I dare you to fire me. And if you ever erase one segment, I'm gone. You've broken my contract, and I already have a $100 million offer from Rumble, so I don't even need your money anymore. So if you want your shareholders to have the stock go to zero, good luck. I challenge you. That's what he should have done. But Robert Malone drops a bomb and reveals the top owner of Spotify, at least this is what he's saying, is also the number one owner of COVID vaccine maker Moderna. That's what he says. He says that there, and that makes total sense. Everybody's bought off everyone's conflict of interest. It's unbelievable. The platform CEO, Daniel Ek, E-K, I never heard of anyone with a name with two letters, E-K, issued a statement after Malone's appearance saying the platform would be reviving a COVID information hub. A COVID information hub. We have rules in place for many years, but admittedly, we haven't been transparent around the policies that guide our content more broadly. Based on feedback over the last several weeks, it's become clear to me that we have an obligation to do more to provide balance and access to widely accepted information from the medical and scientific communities. That's not true. That's not true. The medical community is lying about everything. Everything. They're scared to death that they've convinced everyone to take the vaccine. To take the vaccine, and the vaccine has killed so many people, they are scared to death. Because you can't now just turn around and say, oops, I made a little mistake. I know millions of people are dead and millions more are going to die. Oops. You can't turn around and say that. Millions of people are sick. I shouldn't say millions are dead. But millions could be sick, and hundreds of thousands could easily be dead. And the question is, why would the platform CEO come down on Rogan so hard after signing him to a $100 million deal? And perhaps because the order came from higher up. And Dr. Malone, who's been a regular guest on this show, revealed that the top owner in the Spotify platform is a top owner in the vaccine maker Moderna. This is about political warfare and information warfare. He said it again. He tweeted it out. The top owner of Spotify is also the top owner of Moderna. Wow. And this claim was substantiated by a real journalist from a real newspaper, Peter Diabroska. Malone's claim checks out. The largest stakeholder in Moderna is Bailey Gifford & Company, which owns almost 46 million shares of the company's stock, of Moderna's stock, valued at more than $11.6 billion. Paley Gifford & Company is also the largest stakeholder in Spotify, holding more than 22 million shares of that company's stock, valued at more than $22 billion. There's the terrible conflict of interest. Paley Gifford & Company is a worldwide asset management fund founded in Scotland with headquarters in New York City and London. Manages a portfolio of almost $500 billion. And they have 47 partners. The 47 partners are not identified. Wow. You don't think they're in the middle of the campaign to silence Joe Rogan to protect their investment in Moderna? This is all about money and power. That's all it's about. That's all it's about. A U.S. poll finds a large majority of American voters support the Freedom Convoy protest by the Canadian truckers. 59% of American voters support the Canadian truckers. Why are the Canadian truckers blocking the whole damn country and the entire capital of Canada? Because they want to end the horrible vaccine mandate. Horrible vaccine mandate. And guess what? Trudeau is a mentally ill person, and he's unraveling in front of our eyes. He's trying to declare martial law. He doesn't have a right to do it. He needs the votes of Parliament. He can't do it by himself. He doesn't even seem to know that. And he doesn't have the votes of Parliament to invoke emergency powers to shut down a protest that most Americans support, 59%. Wow. Including 42% who strongly support the Freedom Convoy. And so when I get back, I'll tell you about the terrorist laws that Justin Trudeau is trying to put into effect. And it's drawing international condemnation, including their own version of the Civil Liberties Union. It's saying, you can't do it. Trudeau really is, I guess, the son, illegitimate son of Fidel Castro. What a loser.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
You know, I've told y'all how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole. All day use. right now. They are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Show the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, otherwise known as Sin City, one of the great cities in the world. Whether it's gambling, whether it's golf, whether it's spas, whether it's the most beautiful hotels in the world, whether it's the biggest strip clubs in the world, we got it, baby. This place is amazing. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I should also mention they're a big CBD company, and that reminds me of pot. CBD is not pot, but it reminds me of pot because Vegas is now, sadly, I'm not a big pot fan, the pot capital of the world. God, we got more dispensaries per inch. There are certain exits you get off on the highway in Vegas. If you have your windows down, the entire air down the entire, you know, throughway, byway, smells like pot. Smells like skunk. Some of the hotels in Vegas, man, they smell like skunk. That's what pot smells like to me, skunk. I can't stand the smell. But, man, if you like pot, we are the pot dispensary capital of the world. So now it's gambling, pot, and 1,000 other things. Convention capital of the world. Boy, a lot of capitals Vegas is. Sin capital of the world, convention capital of the world, you name it. It's also the low-tax capital of the United States of America. I always like to say the Monte Carlo of America. Zero state income tax and zero capital gains tax for the state. You still have to pay federal, nothing you can do about that, but zero business tax and zero inheritance tax in the state. And why would you have any? On the day you die, why would you have to pay tax on the money you have left over? It makes no sense. That's money that you've already paid taxes on. It makes no sense on the federal or state level. Why anybody would ever pay an inheritance tax is beyond my comprehension. But liberals are just jealous, and they hate everybody who has any money left. After taxes, they think everyone should die with no money left. Just the most vicious scumbags the world's ever known, liberals. And they just want to steal everybody's money. And if you have anything left, they want half of that on the day you die. as if it doesn't belong to your kids when you worked your whole life for it. All right, Sons of Liberty, vitamin D3 spray. They've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists, Sons of Liberty has, to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty vitamin D3 spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty vitamin D3 spray. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root to get 15% off forever. This is not new news. It's really the same news I keep telling you about again and again and again. But the CDC data, the headline is CDC data is signaling a vaccine catastrophe. And I was the first to tell you this. In 1976, 32 deaths attributed to the swine flu vaccine, and the U.S. government halted the mass vaccine campaign. After 32 deaths, they said, well, we can't keep this going. We might have 100 deaths or 200 deaths or 1,000 deaths. We can't kill people with a vaccine. And now the VAERS database run by the CDC and the FDA reports more than 23,000 deaths related to COVID vaccines. 23,000! And you're considered a heretic and a conspiracy theorist if you say they should stop the vaccine. This is just crazy. Jessica Rose has a PhD in computational biology from Bar-Ilan University in Tel Aviv, along with postdoctoral degrees in molecular biology and biochemistry. She began specializing in pathogenic viruses, including HIV. In a level 3 lab, she conducted epidemiological modeling after earning a master's degree in immunology and applied mathematics. I mean, this lady's amazing. In a 61-minute interview with WorldNet Daily, another website that publishes my columns all the time, she pointed out over the past 30 years until last year, the average number of adverse events annually for all vaccines combined, and we give people like 60 different vaccines, combine all the adverse events, it was about 39,000 a year, and the number of deaths combined, about 140. 140 people a year die from all vaccines combined, on average. Then last year, more than 23,000 deaths associated with the COVID-19 vaccines. Really, really amazing numbers, and it's just stunning to anybody to see that we don't care. How about 127,000 hospitalizations? How about a total of about 1.1 million adverse events? I mean, there's more going on, more death and injury going on in 1 year than all the years previous combined in the history of American vaccines. So if it's not 23,000 that are really dead, and I think it's a lot higher than that, as you heard yesterday with my guest, Ben Armstrong, he thinks it's a million. He thinks it's a million dead in the United States from the vaccines. I think based on Columbia University's numbers, I could safely say 400,000 to 500,000 dead. The numbers are staggering. Physician, do no harm. Suspend the vaccine.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A Russian invasion of Ukraine could have economic consequences in the United States in the form of even higher energy prices. Speaking at the White House, President Biden says Americans understand there's always consequences when it comes to defending democracy.
If Russia decides to invade, that would also have consequences here at home. But the American people understand that defending democracy and liberty is never without cost. This is a cause that unites Republicans and Democrats.
The White House's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he understands why states are starting to loosen mask mandates. Fauci saying the CDC still recommends wearing masks, but COVID case numbers are continuing to trend downward. The federal mask mandates for places under federal jurisdiction, such as planes, are set to expire next month. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
War Machine by AC/DC. War Machine. I am Wayne on the Root. They call me the War Machine. I like that. Actually, Chris, my associate producer, calls me the Shah of Talk Radio. I like that, too. He's laughing. New York Representative Kathleen Rice, Democrat, 30th House Democrat, to bow out of the 2022 race. You know, I don't even care if they rig it. I don't even care if they send in all their mail-in ballots. They're still going to get destroyed in November. Destroyed. Democrats are going to get destroyed. When 30 Democrats retire, they're going to get destroyed. Sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get to our guest, is Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. And a matter of fact, my flagship station is right here, AM 670 in Las Vegas. And in the whole country, man, I dominate the Vegas afternoon drive market. Everybody listens to this show, who's anybody in the conservative world. And this is the town where house ownership's on fire. Most houses are up close to 30% from a year ago. Up 30% in a year. And the whole California is moving here. So if you're listening to this and you need a loan, these are the guys to go see. Brian and Mike at Fellowship Home Loans. They're my buds, and they're now your buds. You have a friend in the home ownership business, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They've been doing this for people like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just evaluating your current situation. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable rates, but you have to act now. Whether you refi or buy a home, get locked in at a great rate today. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. Mike and Brian, now you got a friend in the biz. All right, our guest is Victoria Seaman. It's rare that I have a local candidate in Las Vegas on my show, but she's a great friend of mine. She's a Las Vegas City Councilwoman running for re-election in Ward 2. Her website's victoriaseaman.com, and who knows what higher office she will be in soon, someday. I like to introduce people like that to my national audience. Victoria Seaman, you're on with Wayne on the Root. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Wayne?
I am fantastic. And I'm more fantastic knowing that the masks in Las Vegas are gone. Gone. But it never had anything to do with science, right? There's no science. He got rid of them in front of the Super Bowl. That's why he got rid of them, because there were 300,000 people.
It's political science, Wayne.
Right,
it's political science.
That's what I majored in, political science. I get it. So you've been against this crazy mask mandate, I assume, for a long time now as an example of government overreach, correct?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
What was your feeling?
I just feel like if people want to wear a mask, they can. If people don't, they shouldn't. And if people feel like they're going to get sick, they should have a choice to stay at home.
Well, if you think that, what do you think about the vaccines and the vaccine mandate?
Well, you know, Wayne, I am against the mandates. I personally chose not to have the vaccine due to my health. I think people should have that choice. It's between them and their doctor. It's a choice. We should never be mandated to put something into our body that we are not completely sure of.
Right. And, you know, from the beginning, it should have just been, if you want to take it, take it. If you don't want to take it, don't take it. That's why, you know, look, you know, and everyone listening knows what a big fan I am of President Trump and a friend of President Trump. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago for my honeymoon next month.
I know.
Obviously,
I'm so excited.
Yeah, obviously I'm a friend of Trump, but I disagree with him on the vaccines. I don't want it. I want nothing to do with it. I want my kids to ever get it. I don't want anyone I ever love to get it. I think it's bad. I think it's dangerous. I think in some cases it's deadly. I think it's a mistake to ever give it to kids. But I have no problem if you want to take it. I'm not going to stop you. I would never stand.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I think
never.
It should be a choice, but never, ever a mandate.
Right. Agreed. Mandates are just bad. But so I assume that you're a big fan of the Canadian truckers, and I'd like to see that freedom convoy in the United States. How about you?
I would love to see it in the United States. And I just think that people all over the world are just tired of government overreach in their freedoms and their liberties. And I want to say these are brave men and women, and I hope that we see the same thing here.
And so I guess I would ask you, as a Republican, conservative, and a city council woman in Las Vegas, you know, what kinds of things have you done that you're very proud of during your time on the city council here in Vegas that people all over the country, you'd be proud to tell them about?
Well, I would be proud to say that as a city councilwoman, we really pushed for businesses to remain open or get open. One of the things that I did during COVID is the Easter celebration that was happening at ICLV, and they wouldn't even allow them to do a drive-in ceremony. And I, you know, we got together. I got all the pastors and all the religious leaders together, and we did a press conference and asked that, you know, just really pleaded that we were able to have a drive-in ceremony for Easter, and we were able to do that. It took a lot of calls with Sheriff Joe Lombardo and the press, and we were able to do that. And I'm really proud that I fought with our leaders, our pastors, to make sure that they were able to do that. They should have, you know, the churches should have remained open. That is absolutely ridiculous that they closed them. Once again, if you feel like you're going to get sick, you didn't need to go. The other thing I did was really push for different ways for businesses to stay in business, restaurants to be able to do to-go orders, but also with alcohol, with anything that we could do with businesses to remain open during that time. One of the things that I think is so amazing, and we need to keep this, is we have three Republican council members for the first time in a long time when I got elected in 2019. And we have three Democrats and an independent mayor. And so we were really able to have common sense ordinances, variances happened during that time. And we were also able to keep the public safety and the police on my watch were never going to get defunded because you had three Republicans on that city council. And so, you know, when the riots happened during the
BLM.
Time of the riots right here
BLM,
in Las Vegas,
yeah.
It didn't happen the way it happened across the U.S.
Yes, BLM, Black Lives Matter, which really was a disaster because all of us believe Black Lives Matter. Is there anybody who doesn't believe Black Lives Matter? Of course they matter. But you don't have a right to riot and loot and burn and destroy inner cities and destroy downtown business districts, which Antifa and BLM are very famous for doing. It's just wrong. So I'm with you. We protected Vegas and we did a good job. You did a good job. I'm also pretty proud. I'm surprised you didn't mention this because I'm proud of something you didn't mention. You put together an ordinance and voted for it for the homeless that kept us from becoming overwhelmed by homeless in Las Vegas. Why don't you fill us in on that one?
I haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
It was the ban on camping. And I'm so proud that we did that. And we did that because, you know, again, you know, You know, if you want to remain homeless, you cannot camp on other people's businesses, other people's property. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of our property rights. And that ban was so important because business owners came to us and said, we don't want, you know, we're losing customers. We've got people that think they can sleep on our front door right outside. And, you know, they're absolutely right. And so we had to protect businesses. We have to protect property owners. I don't want to see happen in Las Vegas what's happening in San Francisco and other cities across this nation. That will never happen as long as I'm on the city council. We will go and offer them help. You know, you can now, these businesses or property owners can call us and we can offer them help. They don't have to take it, but we're happy to bring them to the corridor of hope. So that is one of the best things that I think we did as a city. Because again, what you saw happen across this country over the last year or two did not happen in Las Vegas.
Right. And if we didn't have you and we did not have Michelle Fiore, we did not have Stavros Anthony, three Republicans and a sane mayor who's basically Republican. I believe that she's Republican, Carolyn Goodman, for all intents and purposes. We would look like San Francisco and L.A. right now, New York right now, and Chicago right now, which are nightmares. We don't want that. I don't know if you saw the article. Well, let me mention something.
Know what the city would have looked like had you not had those three Republicans over the last 2 years. It would not look the way it looks today.
Well, I'll tell you what you'd see. You'd see what just happened. I don't know if you saw the story, but in New York City, an Asian woman who is a top executive at a major firm in New York walked into her building, and a homeless guy, followed her in and stabbed her 40 times. She's, not surprisingly, she's dead. It was not just injured with 40 stabbings. It's not a shocker to hear she's dead. But a person's life, a woman's life, an executive's life who contributes, who pays taxes and property taxes, should not end that way in a civilized society. But we have too many homeless wandering the streets in New York City and San Francisco and L.A. because they're liberal and they're soft on crime and soft on homeless, and there's drug needles on the ground, and there's poop and pee and right. Condoms and you name it. And we've so far kind of avoided that kind of a nightmare and that kind of crime in Las Vegas. So thank you for all you do, and all the women out there, thank Victoria that you're not a victim like that poor woman in New York City.
Very sad situation. And we will continue to make sure that we keep Las Vegas safe. Public safety is the number one issue in Las Vegas. And it's near and dear to my heart. I'm fighting as hard as I can. We work very close with Metro. And that relationship is, I was endorsed by all the law enforcement across the state because they know how hard I'm working for public safety. And I will continue to do so. And I'm so I really love the city council. It's a place where we can actually make a difference. We can see things come to fruition in a short amount of time. It's very good.
Hey, Victoria. Victoria, the music's on. We got to run. Her website is victoriaseaman.com, S-E-A-M-A-N, victoriaseaman.com, running for re-election, city councilwoman, Las Vegas, and is part of the team that is keeping us safe. Make your town run by Republicans so you can be safe, too. Thank you, Victoria. God bless you.
Friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio
Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, a little statement issued by President Donald J. Trump. We have a great company with fantastic assets that are unique, extremely valuable, and in many cases far more valuable than what was listed in our financial statements. Anyone with even a minor degree of financial acumen would recognize these statements of financial condition prepared for the Trump Organization are not audited, which is also prominently highlighted in the disclaimer declaration on page 1 and 2 of the documents. My company is among the best real estate and other assets anywhere in the world, has significant amounts of cash, relatively little debt, which is totally current. The Mazars June 30th, 2014 Statement of Financial Condition reported before I ran for president in 2015 contains the following. Cash and market securities, $302,300,000. Isn't it funny? Liberals who are penniless fools, total losers, criticize Trump and say he's a crook. He had $302 million cash in his company. Escrow reserve deposits, $40 million. Total assets, $6 billion. $300,700,000, net worth $5.77 billion, total liabilities and net worth $6.3 billion. Let's see, when the Trump brand was evaluated based on information provided, it concluded the value of the Trump brand was in the $2.8 to $3 billion range. Based on current enthusiasm and transactions, the brand value could be, in my opinion, substantially higher. But even at the low number, this would impart a net worth of approximately $8 to $9 billion. Remember when Attorney General say they think my financial statements may be high? I don't even include these branding numbers in them, which is far more than any discrepancy they may have, if there's any discrepancy at all. The accounting firm Mazars has been threatened, harassed, and insulted like virtually no other firm ever. They were essentially forced to resign from a great long-term account by the prosecutorial misconduct of a highly political but failed gubernatorial candidate, Letitia James, she's the Attorney General of New York, and Hillary Clinton-run District Attorney's Office of Manhattan, where crime has reached levels not even thought possible, including the vicious killings of the woman I was just talking about, of a 35-year-old woman, this Asian woman, in her Chinatown apartment yesterday by a man who never should have been allowed to be on the streets. Murder and other crimes in Manhattan and New York have gone through the roof, some crimes by as much as 100% as the Democrat-run DA and Attorney General spends historic amounts of time, energy, and money trying to get Trump. Lawyers from Hillary Clinton's law firm have temporarily left the firm and gone to work in the DA's office in order to viciously make sure the job gets done. Can you imagine what's going on? The witch hunt of President Trump. Well, the crime is to the roof and people are dying. Letitia James got elected by... this is all Trump talking. Letitia James got elected by violently attacking Donald J. Trump, even though she knew nothing about me. Likewise, District Attorney Alvin Bragg bragged he has been sued by President... he has sued President Trump over 100 times, more than anybody else. He's now working hand-in-hand with people from the law firm, which is one of Hillary Clinton's biggest donors. Chuck Schumer's brother, Robert, is a partner and runs the firm. After many years, the District Attorney, the previous DA, Cy Vance, recently left without being able to charge anything other than a fringe benefits case about which the Wall Street Journal editorial board commented, saying Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr. and New York Attorney General Letitia James subpoenaed millions of documents and years of tax returns, and that's all they've come up with. They go on to say the political motives at work are transparent. AG James all but promised to select in the search for a crime to allege. It looks like political targeting. The charge against a 74-year-old long-term wonderful employee is that he did not pay tax on a company car or a company apartment. And then Trump says, do others pay such a tax? Did Cy Vance pay a tax on his car? And a charge having to do with my paying for the education of his grandchildren. Murderers all over the city, and they're worried about me helping with young children's education. We may be the only company ever criminally charged by a DA in a fringe benefits case. I believe Allen is innocent. It goes on and on, but it's so clear what a ridiculous witch hunt this is by vicious, disgusting communists out to destroy the United States of America. All right, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, and it reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. It's an amazing immune system formula developed by a board-certified physician in New York and Florida. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack with zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. I take it every day. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of drugs, which have terrible side effects. Zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients to date. And quercetin is a plant-based, natural source of vital nutrients. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. How do you get it? Go to my website, root4america.com, only because we thought it might get complicated to spell out Zelenko with E's instead of A's. Hard to spell name while you're driving, hard to remember. But root4america, all of you are very familiar with my website, so we put the banner ad at the top of my website. You'll see a big giant Z. Click on it, and you're on your way to boosting your immune system with Z-Stack. Z-Stack by Zelenko. RootForAmerica.com. All right, hour number two is in the books. I'll be back with hour number three momentarily. Great stuff, including a great interview, a little housekeeping. My email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. And my reactions and comments to all the biggest news story of the day. Go to Getter. That's my new version of Twitter. I was banned for life from Twitter. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? That means I am good at what I do and I'm a great conservative. But Getter, GETTR.com, or the Getter app, and look for @WayneRoot, and you've got my reactions to every big news story of the day. RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. See you in hour number three. Coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
4.